Hill, the mighty Jason.
Welcome everybody to episode 16 of the Mighty Shakers podcast, the first live podcast. Thank you to everyone for joining us. This week, I've got Tom Pickup and Will Leach joining me, and we've got me, Dan, this week. And for a while, to be honest, we've been thinking about ways we can get other fans involved, so we thought we'd take to Twitter Spaces and get everyone involved and get people interacting with us and see what everyone's thoughts have been about the last few games. We'll talk about going forward. Obviously, we've got the playoffs coming up. Hopefully tonight we'll have an outcome for who we're actually going to be playing. We want to try and stay positive ahead of two massive games that we've got coming up and hopefully promotion on the cards. So we may as well kick off with the Paddy game. So last week we played at FC United, didn't we? We lost 2-1, which felt like it was all in our hands, and it just didn't go our way. What was your thoughts, Tom?
Yeah, I was obviously commentating for Roche Valley Radio, so it was quite weird to start with coming into a different stadium and everything. Ideally, it would have been at Gigg. I know lots of people will say, well, the pitch wasn't good enough, so of course we couldn't have had it there. But I just think we just missed that oomph. You know, I think we've lost one game at home when we've had a crowd under Dave McNabb this season, which was in the Macron Cup against Charnock Richard, ironically. So apart from that, our home record under McNabb in front of a fan base is really, really good, really strong. So you can see with the games we've had behind closed doors and not at Gigg, we've suffered, haven't we? We've only got 1 point out of those three games. So I don't think that helps. But you look back at the highlights and you see all the chances we had, particularly in the second half. And you do think, you know, the first half of Ramsbottom, you've got to think we've been a bit unlucky. If one of those goes in, the game is a completely different match. And who knows, we might not be talking about that. We might be talking about going up today.
Yeah, I agree. Will?
I was gutted. At the end of it, to be honest, it's weird. I've kind of missed that feeling of being absolutely devastated about a game of football. I remember just sat in the car, and it was doom and gloom, don't get me wrong, for I think I went to bed quite upset. But when I woke up in the morning, like Tom just said then, we had enough chances, didn't we, to, I think I said on Twitter, to win five games of football. I thought Torreira, for his shot not going in, I think hit post and it rolled along the line. I thought their keeper made some decent saves. It was just one of those games, wasn't it? And I think we started off slowly, didn't we? I think from Saturday compared to the Paddingham game, I think Paddingham, we were slow out the blocks. And I think McNabb knew it because he changed at half-time, didn't we? And we went a bit more direct. And it was just one of those games, wasn't it? I think we could have played forever and we still would have lost it, to be honest.
I was exactly the same, to be honest. I came away so angry. I think more at the result and the situation that it was there, wasn't it? Like if we'd won and then we'd gone into Saturday, we could have won the league. And I was just so annoyed, upset. But then I've still not brought myself to watch the highlights fully, but when you look back at all the chances that we had, we could have won, couldn't we? Like you said, plenty of times over. And I'm confident that, like Tom said as well, if we get back to Gigg Lane in front of the crowd, I feel like we can beat them. We weren't outplayed by them, maybe the first 15, 20 minutes or so, but obviously their goal that we sort of handed to them didn't help, and heads dropped a little bit as well. But I feel like when we got playing, we were the better side. We just couldn't put the ball away.
I tell you one thing that I will take from the Paddingham game was how much I loved FC United's ground. I thought it's something that Gigg could aspire to be. I mean, I know it's different when I say aspire to be. I mean, I love Gigg Lane as much as every Bury fan, but I think the fan experience, just being safe standing, I thought the drinking area under that stand behind the goal was excellent. Being able to have a decent beer and have a chat, I thought there's definitely some things we can try and take from that stadium and try and incorporate into Gigg Lane. I thought it was nice to see what FC United done, and obviously another fan-owned club. I'll definitely take that positive if we can utilise some of the stuff from FC United.
I think the ground is really impressive. It's one of the few ones I haven't been to actually around here. And a lot of the grounds we played at this season, you know, they don't have the best facilities. Sometimes, even when you're commentating, you're sort of sat on someone's knee, it feels like, and you don't have a great view of the action. So to have it felt like a proper league standard ground to go in with all the fans there behind that goal. It did feel special. And I know I said before, of course, we'd rather have it at Gigg, but this is like the next best thing. And, you know, Gigg Lane has got, it's such an amazing privilege to have Gigg Lane back. It's got such a massive potential for earning money as well as other things. Like Will said, that eventually, hopefully, we'll get like the, you know, a beer tent kind of place where fans, you know, can meet outside. They have that at lots of league grounds. And of course, Macclesfield have the sort of more recent inspiration to see what we can do, particularly in the car park area, maybe. But there's so much potential at Gigg for that, you know, the corporate hospitality. We've seen Starkey's reopen now, which is great. There's lots of other spaces that we can use around the stands. So, yeah, as long as everyone can work together on that, I don't see any reason why we can't recreate and get an even better atmosphere and set up than there is at FC United.
The Rami game, what did you think about that, Dan? I know it was a bit of a strange one, wasn't it, in the end?
It's hard, isn't it? Like, you come into the game and, I don't know, I felt like I wasn't going into a game where we could possibly get promoted. I felt like it was the whole day that I was just doing stuff in the morning and I wasn't even thinking about it. I already thought that it was never going to happen. The first half, I mean, we obviously went back to the 3-5-2 formation, basically, didn't we? I was looking at the team sheet trying to work it out with Charlie Doyle at number two. But I think it did work well, to be honest, with Briggs and Torreira up top. I liked it. It was a little bit more direct, but how many times Torreira got through and had the chance? Obviously, he didn't put them away, but he showed that pace that we've probably been lacking from the front line, with Briggs being up there on his own for quite a lot of it. I didn't come away from it that negative, to be honest. At half time, second half, obviously it dropped a little bit, but I think the players went in at half time, probably saw the scores. That was sort of that, really. Substitutions came, didn't they, after 10-15 minutes? Briggs went off, Trey went off, started to rest them. I came away with it thinking at Gigg Lane, if we play like that shape, I'd be confident that we'd beat Paddy at least and then see where it takes us in the final.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of that Torreira. I think definitely adds another dimension to our game, doesn't he? Where potentially something we've been lacking. That raw pace, isn't it? Seems to be able to beat a man. He's desperate for a goal, isn't he? I think that's his thing. He just needs a goal. But I'll take a hat-trick either on Saturday or next Tuesday off him, to be honest.
I think he's done really well so far in the three games that I've seen him play. It's a bit weird, the game against Ramsbottom, because you've got to say the first half an hour in particular, he was looking so dangerous, like we've said. They just couldn't deal with him, the Ramsbottom defence. And yes, the goalkeeper was excellent. But for that, we might have taken a first half lead. But I think they know, the players, what's going on in the other games. They can hear that the fans are a bit quiet. And then at half time, it's a different match in the second half when you know that both teams were 2-0 up. So I can understand why perhaps he and the others were, him and Briggs were substituted, saving for the playoffs. I know it doesn't really help that Rami game as a spectacle, but, you know, McNabb's got to think of the bigger picture here. This is a massive opportunity still. I think one thing that was mentioned, if you look back to after those results where both Withenshaws lost and gave us the chance to go up if we won both games, that's exactly the same position we're in now. If we win our two games, if we win two games in a row, we're up. So let's be positive and just think about it like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've got it in us to win the two games and see how tonight's result goes for Charnock, and maybe we'll have a decision to who we're going to play and when we're going to play. Well, we can go on to it, but I think I'd rather play Paddyham at the moment.
I timed it absolutely terribly on a Saturday night. Went out for a curry after the match and I went into a pub. I can't remember what the pub was called in Rami. And as I walked in on Rami's end of season do. They were all stood around the microphone chanting Bury's effed it up. So I went and sat in the corner and quietly cried into my pint. But it's funny, isn't it? Like, we've said it quite a few times this season that everybody kind of raises the game for us, don't they? And I get why. You know, I don't begrudge anybody. I mean, I think I'd be the same if I was playing against us. But, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Like, we've gone from just being a team in a football league to being a big fish, and I'm going to say a little pond, and everybody hates us and wants to beat us, don't they? It's a funny feeling compared to what we used to be like.
Yeah, it's true. I got that feeling at Ramsbottom. There's a couple of people who were stood near us who really didn't want us to win and were buzzing that they drew and stopped us winning, even though we couldn't have got promoted anyway. But yeah, it definitely feels like that, doesn't it? I don't know if it makes it harder. I know at the start of the season, I remember people saying, oh, teams are going to be coming to Gigg and it's their cup final and they're going to be playing the best that they're going to play. But we've beaten enough teams at home, haven't we? So I feel like it can only go on for so long.
Different teams deal with it. So if you look in the Premier League, everyone who goes to Man City seems to, just because they're the biggest team, they don't suddenly play brilliantly, don't they? They shut up shop, or they just sort of respect them too much and usually lose. Whereas United are a team still everyone wants to beat, and they're not the best. and they end up playing brilliantly out of the skins against them. And I think we're sort of caught between those two situations where, yes, we're not used to being at this level, at that ground, and all the fans finding it difficult to accept that we're not going to win every week. But on the other hand, it's great. You've got the feeling it's great to be back. We're just enjoying football. And we've got to find that middle ground where we should expect to win every game. But if we don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And we have to be very competitive and get up the leagues as quickly as possible.
I think in this division as well, you know, no one fears us. I think that's the other thing. You know, like you just mentioned City there, Tom. People go to the Etihad knowing that, you know, if they go and try and all-out attack against City, they're going to get absolutely pummeled and be in for a bad time. And I think at Gig Lane, there's only one team that I can say made a massive error on the day, and that was when we played Skem, and they just got it wrong from the off, and we absolutely battered them. But, you know, other than that, like, teams come and, you know, they manage the games well. And there are teams this season that I've sat there and thought, fair play to them. Like, you know, they play really well. And you know, Charnock's one of them.
Yeah, excellent.
They've played well every time I've seen them. And I think Dan just mentioned it then in the playoffs. I think Charnock, potentially, I'd rather play Padiham than Charnock.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody want to talk about the Ramy game from Saturday? How it felt to be back? How it was? How you thought the game went? Formation? Anything?
I've got James Pickup, so I'm going to...
Yeah, the Ramy game, I thought the first just I know you've mentioned it already, I thought the first 20 minutes particularly, I thought we were excellent. We went at them too fast, too hard, and I think we tired a bit. But I do think that we probably played the best football I've seen for a while, personally, in the first 20 minutes. I think the problem we've got is, I think nerves have got to us. I think the pressure has massively got to us, and I've noticed that over the last few games. I think when there's no pressure, we play some great football. I do think that the results at half-time, when obviously the players will have heard the results from other games, I think that had a significant effect on the performance in the second half. But putting that to one side, I think if we can start with the same team as we did against Ramsbottom, I don't care whether we play Charnock, I don't care whether we play Padiham, I am extremely confident we can turn those teams over. I just think we need to start with the high tempo, which we did against Ramy. And I think if we can continue that and get an early goal, we've been so unlucky against Padiham, hitting both posts, haven't we? I think we hit the post two or three times in that particular game. I think we hit the post, didn't we, once or twice against Ramy. The keeper was on magnificent form, probably the best form he's been on all season. I think if we can just get an early goal on Saturday, don't care who it's against, I expect us to win. And for some reason, I've never expected us not to go up this season. So I just hope that we can just do this now and just finish the job now.
Yeah, thanks, James, for that. I pretty much agree with you as well, James. I think I'm a massive fan of high-tempo football. We probably did potentially tire, but then I think as well, results, I think finding out that, you know, Withenshaw, I think they were 2-0 up, weren't they, first half? I think it proper sucker punch, wasn't it? And kind of the players knew. And he also said, I think the crowd knew as well. First 20 minutes it was buzzing, and then it kind of just went a bit flat as well, I thought, for a small period of time, not for a long.
I agree fully. And I don't know how many of these players have ever played with such pressure. I know they may have played in sort of promotion games, but with sort of 2,500, 3,000 fans behind them, you know, this is a new experience for these players. It's how they deal with it. You'd expect them to deal with it well, but couple of players may not do, you know, but I just think there's an awful lot of pressure on them, and you know, it's a difficult time. We just need to somehow get through this little sticky patch, find the back of the net, and you know, I do believe we'll be okay.
Cheers, James. Thank you very much. Harry Sykes.
Hi guys, love the podcast, keep up your good work.
We'll pay you after, Harry.
I just want to come on and say, like, football's a funny old game, because sort of a week ago more than a week ago, we had two games to go for promotion, one against Padiham and then another one, it's Ramsbottom. But here we are now. We've got another two games, two playoff games for promotion, possibly one against Padiham, then possibly a final. But I just wanted to know if anyone's ever seen a former player doing the line like Glenn Hurst on, you know, against Padiham.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that one.
Maybe it was best that we didn't mention it.
I was just about to say, yeah.
I mean, it looked a penalty to me, to be honest. I don't know if he just... I mean, not that he was going into the game, doing us a favour because he previously played for us. Not that he would do something like that. But I feel like if he was going to, he definitely played his card too early, I think. Although he did look a penalty to me.
Yeah, and he didn't give that bloke who was 5 yards offside either, did he?
Yeah.
It's a good job we're not Nottingham Forest, isn't it? Otherwise, we could have had a field day.
I guess we've sort of been discussing the playoffs. I had in my notes that they were going to play in Paddington, but Charnock obviously won last night, and they're playing, I think, right now as we speak. Hopefully, we'll be playing on Saturday. And then the other game, as it stands, is Withenshaw Town versus Kendall Town at Withenshaw Town. How are we feeling? I know we've sort of touched on it a little bit then, but are we confident? I know James was confident that we'd beat either team in the semi-finals, at least if we play in the team that we played against Ramsbottom. But Will, what do you think? Are you confident? I was confident that we're going to win the playoffs, as I guess collectively we all have been, that we were going to get promoted across the whole season.
Yes. I think I made the statement just before we went up to Newcastle in the FA Vase, I think it was, that we weren't going to lose another game all season, I think I said. I don't stick by that statement, obviously, but I do stick by the fact that we can beat any team in this division. I think we've got the best players. And I think, personal opinion, I think we've got the best manager. So, yeah, I don't fear any of them. The only thing I'm really not worried about, but kind of it's on my mind, is the fact that final, if Withenshaw win their game, it's going to be at Withenshaw. There's going to be a lot of shakers if we get through Saturday or Tuesday. There's going to be a lot of shakers that miss out. That's the one thing that I kind of are worried about. We've just got to hope whoever finishes fifth do a job on Withenshaw.
I agree with you. I think that is the only worry, to be honest, for me. I think we've got to be favourites for both games. Withenshaw Town away, that'll be a very difficult one. But who knows? You know, Kendall might do a job on them. The worry about Charnock Richard might be that, heck, if they win all these games, they're in incredible form coming into the playoffs, but they'll be absolutely shattered, won't they? I mean, they'll have played, four or five games in just over a week. For them to come to gig with, let's hope we can get as many then as possible as we're allowed in terms of the maximum capacity is at about 6,000. I think we've got to fancy ourselves in that game. If it's Padiham, we've got to fancy ourselves. I think they sussed us out at the start in the first half, but it was still an individual error that cost us that lead. And then a slightly fortuitous second. In the away game, we absolutely murdered them, and we should have won about 5 or 6 nil, to be honest. So I don't particularly fear Padiham. I know they've improved a lot, but Dave McNabb knows them now. He knows what to expect, particularly in the home game. So I'm looking forward to taking them on and getting some revenge from that game at FC United.
Yeah, they were definitely very vocal on Twitter as well, weren't they? Some of the supporters giving it the big un, so it'd be nice to put that right. But I agree. I think if we play our game and forget about it, and hopefully the fans, A Block, and just get a big crowd, I think we can get over the line, definitely. And the away game, if we end up away in the final, I'd be interested to see what happens, to be honest, because it won't be streamable at 3 o'clock, will it? So say if Bury get, I don't know how many tickets we'll get, 600-700 tickets or something, there's a lot of people who would miss out there. I don't know if there's an option that they would move the kickoff time, maybe, because I believe rightly that the tickets and things are all split three ways, then the league would get a cut. So I'm assuming streams would come into that if it's being streamed and all that sort of stuff, because people are going to miss out, aren't they? It's likely that us guys will do. We maybe stood outside, possibly streaming it if we can at 12:30 with a beer.
The other thing is, I'm away with a mother-in-law on that Saturday, so yeah.
You're picking me up.
Yeah, I'm in the Lake District, so I'm not too far, so I've not told her yet, so this is news for her. But if we get to the final, I'm leaving for the day, and I'll see him on Saturday on Sunday morning. But we've got to win. That's my only thing. I'm not going back there with a loss.
I know the feeling. She might be listening.
Hi, Diane.
In the meantime, Charnock drawing 0-0. Oh no, Charnock are winning 1-0.
Oh,
they said it was all Banoldswick Town as well until Charnock have just come one. Okay, James.
Yeah, sorry, you're going to get bored of me now. It's the third time I'm speaking. I promise it'll be the last. You've got to remember our home form as well. This season has been phenomenal, and we have to remember that when we go to our game on Saturday. I think, when I was speaking to Tom, my brother, earlier today, I think we've only lost, haven't we, one home game. If you don't include Paddington, well, that was classed as a home game, wasn't it, away at FC United. But I don't look at that as a home game under Dave McNabb. I think the only time we've lost at home was against Barnoldswick, wasn't it? And that was behind closed doors. It's a phenomenal home record we have. I'm confident about it. And we've found our form again at home, haven't we? We've won our last couple of games, if I'm right, at home, without conceding, or maybe conceding one. I can't remember. No, we conceded one, didn't we, against Ramsbottom. I just think that we have to use Gig Lane in our favour in terms of the size of it, the fact that our players are used to it. Padiham haven't played there yet as well, if we're playing them. Let's not forget, we didn't play them at Gig. It's a massive advantage that we've got. So we just need to maximise the Fortress Gig. And you know, like I said, Dave McNabb's record speaks volumes, doesn't it, at home? He's if we can just win that game, and I do think a win against, whether it's Padiham or Charnock at home, should then elevate us confidence-wise to go on and just finish the job, whoever that is. And away form, I'm sure, again, I think, have we won 15 or 16 away games this season? I might be wrong, but we've won a lot of away games. But yeah, that was my point anyway.
It's an interesting one regarding Padiham not playing at Gig Lane yet, because we were discussing that teams come to Gig Lane and it's their sort of big day out. So maybe that's going to help them in their favour as well.
Yeah, it's funny that I completely forgot about that. It seemed like just a separate game. But yeah, you know, in a way, I think Padiham got off lightly, didn't they, with it? And I agree with you, James. I think there's not many teams that will come to Gig Lane and beat us. And I'm going to touch wood as I say that, but I don't think there's many, is there?
No. So predictions then, Will. Who against in the final and what score?
So I'm going to go Charnock are winning out. Charnock throwing a span in the works, but I'm going to say they've still got a lot of games to play. So I'm going to go Bury versus Padiham, semi-final. We'll win 3-1. And then in the final, we will play Kendall at Gig Lane. We'll beat Kendall 4-0.
Absolutely perfect, that would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, I do agree. I think it will be Padiham. I think we'll beat them fairly convincingly. I don't mean a thrashing, but maybe 2-0, something like that. I think if we did play Charlie Richard, you know, we've drawn and lost all our games against them, so that would have been a bit tougher. But we will get through it one way or another. I presume there's extra time penalties as well, so I think could well go to that stage. And in the final, it will be Winshaw Town, and I think we will do it. But again, it'll be a little bit messy, a little bit ugly at times, but we'll get over the line with all those Shaker fans at the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to join you in being confident as well that we will do it. Agree. I think it'll be Padiham, even though Charnock are winning. And I think it's going to be away at Willinshaw Town, sadly. But as long as we get promoted, then I don't mind. If I have to miss out, I don't mind. As long as we go up, that's good enough for me. To be fair to Charnock, Richard, it's some run that they're going on if they continue this. Am I right in thinking that if they do win tonight, then the league are all automatically just going to move the game to Tuesday?
I think they said they're meeting tomorrow, didn't they? So obviously it depends on tonight's result. I mean, I think it does us no favours, because the team that we're going to be playing against in the final, and I'm saying we will be playing against in the final, they will have played on Saturday. So they've got a week rest. We've got 4 days. So again, we're at a disadvantage, I think, with the way it's fallen.
I think both games are going to get moved to Tuesday.
Ah, which I didn't know. But if that's the case, then fine. I've got no issue with that. I think that's the way it should be. But obviously, you'd rather play on a Saturday because
yeah,
I've got to go to work on a Wednesday. So I'd rather.
Well, I can't go if it's this Saturday, but I still want it to be then. I totally agree. Saturday afternoon at Gig, more families can go. We've just got more chance of winning, I think, and the rest will do us good.
And especially with a big game like this, like normally we'd be selling tickets by now, wouldn't we, and getting ready for it and getting a big crowd there. So sooner the better, we know we can get on with it. However, I do have the feeling that the league will announce tomorrow that the games will get moved to Tuesday, and then Charnock will end up getting beat on Thursday anyway. Something daft like that. They'll get moved for no reason, won't it? It's how it goes. So today we had a finance update, didn't we? Members of the accounts for March and the season so far. I've had a quick look through it. Not sure, not long enough to sort of break it all down and have a proper look. But I don't know if either of you guys have noticed the sort of playing budget's gone up a little bit since September time. One thing that stood out to me actually was the food and beverage costs. We seem to be making a loss on that each month, which is quite surprising. And across the season, it looks like we've been made a bit of a loss, but
I think potentially the food and beverage. I imagine we lose money every time a game is postponed because you have to get it in, doesn't it? And then it's gone, isn't it? So I imagine that plays a part. And obviously, I'm just guessing, but it'd be interesting next season to see, obviously, because we won't, well, again, not have many games or any games called off at Gig Lane next season. So it'd be interesting to see like a comparison like this time next year to see what it is. But I'm also going to have a bit of a moan that I think the food and beverage at Gig Baron Starkey's, big fan of Starkey's, I think it's absolutely rubbish. I've had a pie a few times this year and I'm not impressed with that side of stuff. And Carlin's crap as well, but that's my opinion.
I don't know whether they'll stay the caterers, because on Neil Sears' video, the first part of the one-on-one interview he did that came up the other day, he did mention, I think, they accepted the food isn't great and they might be looking at, I'm sure, I think he did say they might be looking at the caterers, and I've found the food to be fine. I suppose it's different depending on where you go in the ground. Food's okay as long as you can eat and drink at the ground. Remember when we were all moaning and worrying about not being allowed alcohol? Remember that? That seems a long time ago. So there are some good things to know about that. But yeah, I don't really know how much you'd expect, what kind of percentage profit you'd need to make for the food and drink. All you know is you've got to have them at the game, and you'd think that we should be able to be turning on much more of a profit than we are doing currently. But these things will come. You know, it's our first season back, isn't it, at Gig? Let's just hope for continued growth in that sector.
I do also think we were potentially rushed, weren't we, to get a caterer for this season. I'm not blaming anyone, but my personal opinion is that we should change it as soon as we can change it.
But can we keep the Bombay sandwich? That's the question.
You know, well, I don't know. Every time I see Armin, he's got one in his hand. That on a pint of Carlin's.
You're really not a fan, are you? What a shame. But I agree. I think generally, the especially in the South Stand, like if we've got a decent crowd, it can be a nightmare to get a beer, can't it? Like you're queuing round outside to try and get a beer, especially a draft beer at closer to the cemetery end. It'd be good if they brought back the bottle beer stand that they had in the corner, ideally with some better beers as well, not Carlin and so on, but... It's not the be-all and end-all, but I think things like that would improve the matchday experience, I think. Especially when you go to smaller grounds, and it just, obviously they are smaller grounds, but it just seems so much easier just to grab a beer and find your seat.
If anyone is listening from Carlin, we apologise.
Yeah, other beers are available.
But we're also open for sponsorship if anyone fancies it.
Yeah, that's it. There's got to be some breweries around, haven't there? Although, I did see Kendall Player got Man of the Match not long ago. And there's decent breweries in the Lakes, and he got handed Craig Carlin, I think it was.
I know when we went up to Barn Allswick, they were telling me that they've got a brewery, local. They pick a player, and then they make a beer for that player. So when we were up there, when we won 7-0, I was on the pints of Gazzaldinos. It was great.
That's what we need. Surely, like a club our size with a fan base, that we can have like a, must be able to do something like that, mustn't there, and get the buy in for that and get a bit of a buzz for stuff like that.
There's definitely an opportunity for a PT pint, isn't there? I've wrote that down today. I've been practicing that one. Is that all right?
Overall, I'd say the income is massive. The income is much better than predicted, you know, in the paperwork for the merger and all that, and the projected cash flow and all that. Just we're spending, it looks like we're spending an awful lot at the moment. Some of that might be because of the turnover and staff. Obviously, there's going to be more costs for the, you know, the CEO and other positions at the club. I've seen a lot of fans, we've moaned a few times this season about Taurus, you know, that we should be using the volunteers more. So that's costing us a lot of money. Just seeing whether they're doing a good or a bad job. I've not seen them do anything wrong personally, but it's just, sometimes when you've been in the stand, you've seen quite a few of them and you think, do we need that many? Do we need as many paid staff? You know, like the bar staff, because we do have volunteers who I know would be willing to do that. But there's certainly some of the accounts, they look good at the moment, but obviously it's still early days and they need to be compared and contrasted and seen to be growing, going on, rather than spending more money and bringing in less long term.
I'm all up for sharing it. It's be great to see. And I know we mentioned previously, haven't we, that I didn't watch AFC or was a member there, but I've spoke to AFC members and they said they were quite regular and that's dropped off this season. So it's always good to see those accounts. So I hope that either from now we start seeing them monthly or, you know, in the future we start seeing them more regular. So it's always good, I think, to have an update. And I think fans, especially Bury fans, because we do like to moan. I think it's always good to have an update and know what's going on.
We do like to moan, you're right. But it's true, the new format that came out in February, that's when it said that we would get more regular updates, wasn't it? So it's good that we've got them, and hopefully that can continue next season and we can continue to stay updated. Okay, so Shakers Together, they did a survey, didn't they, not long ago, and discussed about the possibility of having a board and benefactors forum. So I believe that is still ongoing, the process of that, if that's going to happen at all. It doesn't sound like it's too positive whether that's going to happen or not. So hopefully something can happen and we can get the board and benefactors speaking together and in person, and people can ask questions and try and resolve the situation that people still have got questions about going forward. We've got the Shaker shout out this week, and that goes to, he's actually here with us, it goes to Matthew Law, who ran the London Marathon on Sunday. So well done on just running the marathon in general, but raising £2,281, I believe, positive about Down Syndrome charity. So well done on that one. Good, great work, and rather you than me running the marathon.
That was a nice touch, Daniel. I like the applause. That was fantastic.
That wasn't me.
Oh,
I've just managed to do that. I've never used it before. I wanted to do the clapping emoji that Armin had just done, but that was, I can do it again. That's that class, isn't it?
Yeah. Well done, Matt. And I don't know if you've seen me, Matt, the picture he put on of his nipple. If you follow me on Twitter, he's put a picture on of the aftermath of him running the marathon, and it wasn't a pretty sight. I really felt for him. I know I'm laughing now and I shouldn't laugh, but I can imagine you're in a fair bit of pain there, Matt, with that.
Okay, so we're up to the usual spot where we do our shake on it. And each week we usually come up with something on the spot, and it's usually alcohol related, usually when Elliot's with us live. Will, you were very confident about us getting promoted. So what can we dare you to do if we don't?
Or if we do? To be honest, I've got away with a tattoo this season.
Oh, yeah.
I did promise that I would get a Benito and Briggs tattoo, didn't I, if we won the league. So dodge that one. My only issue is, like I said, I'm in the lake. So my problem is I'm going home on that Saturday night. So I won't be drinking for the final.
Maybe if we do win, then you should drink.
and face the wrath of the mother-in-law. Yeah. I'm not that brave, Daniel.
Promotion on the Saturday and divorce on the Sunday.
Yeah, could be it.
And we've still got some time anyway. I'm sure we'll have another episode next week, hopefully after winning the semi-final, fingers crossed. And then we can come up with a shake on it then for the final. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been great having people coming on and speaking, and maybe we'll do another live one soon. Let's fingers crossed for a win, hopefully on Saturday.
Up the Shakers.
Up the mighty Shakers.
Up the Shakers. Cheers, guys.
See you in a bit.